Well, when you hear that sound, you know what that means. It is time for the Raider Rap. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another beautiful day in April, April 9th already. And we are on the Raider Rap, Jimmy LaRue with you on a beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. We're on our way to 50 degrees. Some increasing clouds throughout the day. It's nice and clear right now, but I could see a little bit of that later on this afternoon. And then for tonight, looks like we're going to cool it off just a little bit. Around 34 tomorrow, more sunshine, 54, some high gusts out of the southeast, about 25 miles an hour tomorrow. For tomorrow night, it looks like we're just going to cool off around 36, mostly sunny, and a high on Monday of 55. It's going to be pretty much all the way through the rest of the week in that upper 40s to 50s, and maybe even 60 on Wednesday. So just another beautiful day in paradise, as they say. And speaking of another day in paradise, we have a whole bunch of fun people in the studio today. There's so many, I had to write it down. We got Spencer Melgren. Spencer, say hello.
Hello.
Carson Munch, say hello.
Hello.
Elliot, say hello.
Hello.
And Riley Nelson.
Hi.
And then there's one other guy. What's his name? Oh, Jeff. Jeff Sullivan. Say hello.
Hi.
There you go. Yeah, we got five people in the studio today. Thank God we don't have, we've laxed on some of the COVID situations, so we're able to get five people in the studio today. Thanks for coming, everybody. So the reason we're here to talk about this is a couple different reasons. Actually, all four of these people that are sitting here, and of course Sullivan is the coach of the Olympic weightlifting team, or something to that nature.
Yep, that's right.
So explain the Olympic. I think we talked about this a few weeks ago, but let's talk a little bit about the Olympic weightlifting team and what that all entails. And what I was shocked to know is this has been going on for like 20 years in the Northfield area. I got four state champions sitting in front of me. This is what? What happened? Where did this come from? What's going on with this Olympic weightlifting program?
Well, I just took over as the coach for this season. I was discovered by one of the state champions here in the room. I've kind of grown a love for the sport over time and took the opportunity to coach. And basically, Olympic weightlifting is a sport designed around dynamic strength and power movements. We have two disciplines that we compete in. We have the snatch and the clean and jerk. And what we do is we incorporate strength and speed to get the weight off the floor to overhead.
Okay. It sounds pretty easy.
Exactly.
Look, yeah. Okay, if we had a video, you could just see all four of these participants just like shaking their head like, yeah, okay, you're nuts. You're out of control. So let's talk about that, guys. It sounds easy. Explain to me. What I don't know, is there a difficulty behind it? Is there something? Is it how did you guys end up getting into this? And then is there a, I don't know, process in order to be a state champion, to be good? I mean, how'd you guys obtain what you're doing? Go ahead, guys.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the lifts are super technical. They're super high skill. Obviously, strength comes into it, but super high skill. The way I got into weightlifting, I started out at a CrossFit gym, and we do weightlifting there, and so I sort of shifted towards the weightlifting side. Now I mostly do weightlifting.
Okay, so explain the process, can you, when it comes to the weight, whether there's a snatch? Who won what? Let's just start with that. There's the snatch and the clean and jerk, right? So are you all four winners in all both events, or how does that work?
It's just, when you do it, it's just like a total. So you have to add up your what you hit for your snatch and your clean and jerk, and then that goes towards your placing.
So you have to do both.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you like miss all three lifts on one event, then you don't get the place or total at all.
When you say you miss, like,
because there's three judges, and you can get a good lift by either all three white lights or two white lights. So if you don't get that, then you miss your lift. And if you miss all three, then you, like, bombed out.
So, Elliot, what is what the white lights are? What is all that about?
Well, so there's three judges, and like Carson was saying, it's very technical. So they're kind of judging you on how well you do the lift, and even little mistakes can kind of mess you up. So they each have a little light switch, and there's a set of six lights behind you, and they get to choose. If it's good, then they'll flip it up, and a white light will appear, or if it's bad, then a red light. So they all three get to choose. And then if you get three white lights, that means they all thought it was good. You're great. If you get two, it still counts, but one of them didn't think it was good. But then if you get more red lights than white, then it's a fail, and it can't go towards your total.
Can you see the lights?
Kind of depends on how it's laid out. Yeah. But when you're lifting, typically you're faced, like, away from it. But then once you're done, you, like, look back and see what you scored.
But if you can't see the lights, how do you know? Or how do you know when to, like, put the weight down? Or how do you know when, like, maybe you did it right?
The center judge will signal his hand down to let you know that you can drop the weight safely. So
still at that point, you don't even know if you've, you don't know how many lights you got behind you, technically.
Correct.
So then tell me what then, okay, when you talk about the lights and you talk about the process, so what determines whether you get the white light or the red light?
White lights mean, like, you lift the weight cleanly, so you didn't drop it, and for a fail, actually, if your knees touch your, or if your elbows touch your knees, or your knees touch the ground, or you're not completely locked out in your elbows, which that's a big case for weightlifting, is the elbows, that fails most people. So if you do either one of those three, four, it's basically a fail for you.
How do you know? How do you know when you're locked out, Carson? Is this where the coaching comes into play here, or how's that work?
I mean, yeah, I think at some point it just becomes, like, natural. You just practice it so many times that you feel when your elbows are locked out, and if they're not, you just drop it.
Is there a weight class? Is there a weight class or something like that? So who participated in what weight class? Are they all, I mean, is it universal? Are you competing against each other, or you, how's that work?
So there's female and male categories, and there's also JV and varsity. But weightlifting is weird because it's like Minnesota's the only state that'll do high school weightlifting. So in order to qualify for nationals, we do our JV and varsity by age and not by, like, how good you are. So then that way it just makes qualifying for nationals and other stuff like that easier. But I was in the varsity 49 category.
I was in the junior varsity 59 category.
What does 59 mean?
It's how much you weigh, but it's in kilos. So just times it by two and a little extra, and then it's pounds.
Okay. You guys, were you varsity?
Spencer, I had a 55-kilogram weight class.
I competed in varsity 67.
Okay. What's the highest? What's the biggest gun out there?
The highest weight class we have is 109-plus kilogram, and that's usually pretty much anyone over, like, 200, I think, 15 pounds and up.
Yeah.
Okay. So how many people compete, or how many people are competing in that contest when you're up to state? That was up in Moorhead or something, right? Wasn't it?
It was in Moorhead. I did the count on the roster, and there was 101 athletes that were competing.
Okay.
And statewide for Olympic weightlifting, out of the schools, we have, I think, 400, just a little over 400 total athletes.
So I think you wanted to come in and talk a little bit more about some other events coming up and things like that as well. Not only to talk about our state champions that are sitting in front of us, but did you get medals and or trophies and stuff like that, or did you just get a free piece of pie? What would you get out of it?
I wish. No, we each got a medal, and then as a team we placed second. Or for varsity, we play second, and then JV, we place third. So then we got a little plaque for that.
Oh, nice. And do you all get to everyone get a plaque? Oh,
no,
so
it's just like we put it in the weight room.
Like, oh, okay. So you can't just share it. You guys don't walk around with it for a week and, like, you know, like the Stanley Cup. You know, you just go everywhere with the plaque. You don't do that? No. Second place is pretty good. That's pretty outstanding.
Yep.
You guys going to what class are? What age, are you, juniors, seniors?
Junior.
So you guys got another year.
Yep.
So you're going to shoot for the state next year.
Yeah,
or what?
Hopefully.
What's going to get you? What's going to get you to the state? What's going to get you the first place?
Definitely more lifters.
Yeah. More lifters.
Yeah.
Way more lifters. Yeah.
So you need. So it's not only are you all state champions, but based on how that works, it's how many participants you have. Does that kind of, because yeah. Swimming is similar to that too. Like when they have the true state, like if you have more swimmers than the other team, all your scores count.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So is that kind of the mm-hmm. that's kind of the way that works.
Yeah. Isn't it like, whatever you get on the podium, like there's a certain amount of points that, yeah, mm-hmm. you talk about that.
Yeah, it goes basically off of a point system. For a total for first, second, or third place as far as team. First place is awarded 6 points. Second place is, I believe, 4. Third place is 3. And then fourth place, if you have a fourth place left there, is 2 points.
And so how many lifts do you have to do?
You have 3 attempts in each of the disciplines, and they take your highest score for each discipline, and they combine those, and that's what gives you your total, and then they award points for that.
So do you guys, when you went into that tournament, did you set a limit as to, did you say to yourself, okay, I've got 3 lifts, I'm going to start at this weight, then I'm going to go to this weight, mm-hmm. and this is what I'm going to target?
Well, usually we get these, like, planning sheets before a meet, and then we can, like, set what do we want our first lift to be, what do we want our second lift to be, third lift, and then, like, plan out where we want to go from there.
So do you set, like, a max, or do you, like, go, you know what, today I think I'm going to lift this amount. I'm just going to try it. I'm just going to go for it. Or Do you know going in exactly how much you can lift?
I mean, so the first lift that you set is what you call your openers. And depending on your openers, like how they feel, if you hit it, then you can add however much weight you want for your second and third lifts.
So do you ever like lift something and then just like go, you're off that day? You know what I mean? Like it's just not feeling right, sure. And you're like going, okay, normally I would lift this amount on my second or third lift, but I don't know if I can, or...
So, I mean, there's definitely off days where it's like, oh, usually this is easy, guess today it's not. I feel like weightlifting, as much as it's a physical thing, it's also very much a mental thing. Like, you just kind of have to be in the right mindset and be confident in your abilities in order to do it. Like, you can't doubt yourself, or else you're just not going to get the weight over your head.
So, where's our weights? Tell me, how much are we lifting here? How much do you normally lift?
My maxes? Or what?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
just want the kilo.
How do you do that? I mean, is it your max, or is it your, you know, cleanest lift, or how does that work?
In training days, every so often, I'll program max lift days where they'll set their maximum or try to determine what their max weight is to lift. And then when we come to a meet, there's a lot of strategy behind how that goes too. We'll have a plan to set, hit your opener, and usually the second lift is, you know, about 2-3 kilos higher than that. And then when you get to your third lift, it's about 2-3 kilos higher than that. But, you know, when you're also looking at the competition and seeing what they're doing, if they're increasing, this is where you have to know your lifters, and your lifters know their own limits and know the lifter's limits to say, okay, well, your competition over here just went 4. Can you hit 4? Can you hit 5 kilos over? And, you know, it's a kind of like a strategy game in that. But usually for practices, I do set certain days that we'll attempt maximum lifts to see how much they've improved, or if they're still kind of stagnant. If they're stagnant, we got to look at, you know, what's going on. Is it their diet? Is it their sleep? Is it their activities? Are they, do they just stay up too late studying for tests the night before? And then we'll kind of look at it, and I'll adjust individual plans. But usually for team plans, they run pretty much the same workout as everybody else.
How many meets a year?
Usually 3. Getting ready for state. We also have a potential fourth meet called the last chance. If anybody didn't qualify at that point or close to qualification, they'll get the opportunity to try to qualify, and then we have the state meet.
When you're in a meet and some dude walks up on the podium and pulls a weight or does something or whatever, and you're looking at that and you're like going, oh man, I gotta up my game. Do you guys ever try to like lift more than what you have been accustomed to?
Yeah, we can. I don't know. For openers, you can change it. So like, say the guy before you lifts like a couple guys before you lifts like a 72. You can maybe bump it up to like, and say you open up at 72. You can maybe bump it up to like a 73, 74, just to get ahead of that guy already.
Is that kind of an intimidating factor, too, that you just kind of say, see what I did?
Yeah.
So, where did you start at the beginning of the season? Well, actually, okay, how long have you been lifting?
This year was my fifth year.
Fifth year. Okay, so this is something you do. You like doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, 5 years ago, what were you lifting?
Well, actually, for my first meet, I opened at the same weight for both my clean and jerk and snatch, and that was only 25 kilos.
So that's approximately 50 pounds or something like that?
60, I guess.
Huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So then, where are you today?
My snatch is at 52 kilos, which is over 100 pounds. And then my clean and jerk is at 62 kilos,
wow,
which is at like 135 pounds, I think.
And so that's,
yeah, that's
when they say the jerk, you got to clear your head and everything, and then you got to lock out, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In order to qualify in that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Elliot, how about you? How long have you been in the program?
This will be my third year.
Okay.
On the team. I started in like seventh grade. So I started out, I was similar. On my first meet, I opened the same for both my snatch and my clean and jerk at 20 kilos, I think. So, like, 40 to 50 pounds.
Okay.
And at this last meet, I opened up at 35 for my snatch and 47 for my clean and jerk.
Oh, nice. So, an improvement every year. So, that's good.
Yeah.
How about you guys? How long have you been in the program, Ben?
3 years. I think I opened up my first meet and maybe a 20 snatch and a 35 clean and jerk. And now I opened up at a 67 and 85.
Okay.
So.
How about you? How long have you been in the program?
I've been in the program for 3 years. I don't even know. When I started, I must have had 40 on the bar for snatch, 50-something for clean and jerk, and now I have an 88 snatch and a 106 clean and jerk.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't even get out of bed and even think about that. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, that's still, yeah, no, no thanks, I'm good. I'll just sit right here and talk in the microphone. So, what else we got going on? I think this is the big program. You wanted to talk a little bit about something else coming up. Congratulations, by the way, to everyone who's participated. Great job at state representing the Raiders. But let's talk about what's coming up.
Well, we have two big things coming up right now. The first one is we have an open invitational on April 30th. And this is open up to pretty much any high school athlete in the state, even if they don't or not have a Olympic weightlifting program at their high school. And we're having an open division where anybody that is over high school age can compete.
Over high school?
Over high school age.
Okay. Yeah.
And the intent of this is to, one, grow the program throughout the state to get more interest in Olympic weightlifting and kind of bring it to the spotlight. And it also acts as a national qualifier to get more people into the youth and junior nationals. And if they are in the open division and they do make qualify for nationals in their individual division and age and whatnot, they'll get the opportunity to go.
So you already took care of the state. Now what's going on with, I mean, so when is this event?
This is April 30th.
So April 30th, where's it at?
It's going to be here in Northfield.
Right here in Northfield. So you guys are putting it on.
Yes.
So how many people how many people are showing up right now?
Not yet. It's still early on in the registration, but it has been posted to the Minnesota State Weightlifting Organization homepage and to the USA Weightlifting homepage. So they have two areas that they can do. I've also posted flyers and sent out emails to high schools in the area, in the South Metro and the Metro. Talked to some other coaches, sent out to CrossFit gyms and local gyms, stuff like that, to generate interest. And
is there a registration fee or anything like that?
Yes, there's a registration fee. And the registration fees go into the weightlifting program, and some of that will be used to help offset the cost for our team members that have qualified to nationals, go to nationals.
Okay, and so what is the charge? $20, $25,
$30? $75.
$75.
Yes.
Just like weights, just keep going up. And it's crazy. So, state's over? You guys all going to nationals, or what's going on with this? I mean, have you qualified, or what's going on?
Yeah, a lot of us here have qualified. I think all of us are here are qualified for nationals. So it all depends if you really want to go or not.
So where's the national at, do you know?
Vegas. Las Vegas.
Vegas?
Yep.
June.
How many are going? Nobody's jumping? You guys ain't going to? You're not?
I'm going, I'm pretty sure.
Are you going?
Yeah.
As of right now, I think I'm going.
Yeah.
I just need to work out the details.
Like airfare and all that fun stuff?
Yeah.
And who's going to pay for that?
Yep.
You mean parents aren't going to... They're not just throwing cash at you? Say, have a nice time?
Sadly not.
No. Is that kind of the deal? The expense? Is that, or is it the time? Or when it is nationals?
I don't know. For me right now, since baseball's starting up, it's kind of getting tough to train and also have baseball at the same time.
Got it.
I mean, I'm going because my dad is very excited, and he really wants to go. So he's like, we're going to go. It's going to be a father-daughter trip. It's going to be amazing. So he's very excited.
So he's pumped probably more than you are now.
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Well, thanks for joining us this morning. We're running a little bit long, but that's all good. Thanks for coming in. So we thank you all for participating. Thank you for being state champions. Thank you for working hard and having fun doing it. And just quickly, tell me why I should be in this sport.
Honestly, the community is really amazing, and I don't know, lifting heavy things makes you feel pretty good about yourself. It's pretty fun.
Nice. Anything else, guys? Why? If you had some buddies sitting out there, you said, "Hey, man, why don't you come join the Olympic weight team?"
I don't know. The family you create and the friendships you create. That's just the best part.
Practice is awesome. Gets you fired up. It's super fun overall.
Just come on out.
Yeah. It's electric.
Jeff, how do you join the team?
Registration will open up for the team October-ish, late October. You just go to the activities director and sign up for the team.
Just contact Joel Olson. Say, Joel, I want to be an Olympic champion, Olympic weightlifter.
Until Joel Olson moves to Faribault to take over the principal spot out there, but yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, oh, really? So this, yes. You got to go through the Faribault?
No, we're beginning a new activities director soon. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
To take Joel Olson's spot. He's been a big part of the program, been a great resource for the Olympic weightlifting team, and help us out and get all the resources we need and registration for that. So it would be sad to see him go,
right?
But we're excited to see what we can do with the new activity.
Do we know who's coming in yet?
Right now, I don't know, which is going to be interesting because as of the last weekend, we had a big state coaches meeting, and the vote was taken, and it looks like Northfield will be hosting state tournament next year. So a lot of plans going in that direction.
Wow.
Too, so
nice. So the state Olympic weightlifting will be right here.
Yep. That'll be March 11th of 2023.
Wow. Huge things going on right here.
Yes.
Good to hear. All right. Well, thanks for joining us. It's been fun. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Thanks so much for joining us. It's Riley Nelson, Elliot Ness, Carson Munch, and Spencer Mulligan, along with Jeff Sullivan, all state champions. Yeah, let's rock. All right. Well, thanks for coming in, and we'll have more coming up on the Raider Wrap. We got A.J. Reister talking about a big, big deal today with the Randy Schaefer Strikeout Cancer Fund. That's coming up at 11 o'clock today. We got more on that coming up right here on KYMN.
Dr. Michael Ritchie Iconic and LASIK Center. Summer's right around the corner. Days are getting longer, and outdoor activities are front of mind. Swimming, golfing. Time to get rid of your glasses or contacts? With LASIK? A little nervous? That's okay. We understand. We do this every day, but you only do it once. We'll hold your hand. We'll get you through it. Dr. Miller, Dr. Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center.
Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Faribault. World-class LASIK, small-town traffic. RitchieEyeClinic.com.
We Real estate can be difficult to navigate. Thankfully, Professional Pride Realty's website is packed with information to make buying or selling a home in the Northfield area as simple as possible. ProfessionalPrideRealty.com has the most current listing information, including price reductions and real-time market statistics. Customize the map-based search to streamline your desired location. You can even save your searches and specific homes for later viewing. Home sellers can learn about their property's value before putting their houses on the market. When you're ready to start your home buying or selling journey, Professional Pride Realty would be happy to assist you.
Every day, each and every one of us at Benjamin Bus feels privileged to safely transport Northfield students to and from school and many after-school activities. We thank you for trusting Benjamin Bus with your most precious cargo, your children. At Benjamin Bus, safety is always our number one priority. Our team of drivers has over 400 years of combined experience, and they pride themselves on their record of keeping the children of this community safe. For shuttle services, events, or any of your transportation needs, contact Benjamin Bus in Northfield Lines, your trusted friend on the road.
Heritage Dental Care in Northfield is a general dental clinic specializing in a variety of dental procedures and services. Comfort and convenience are the hallmarks of Heritage Dental Care. We take the time with our patients to explain your treatment and inform you of additional preventative care options. New patients and emergencies are welcome 5 days a week, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Make an appointment for your next dentist appointment from any of our dentists, Dr. David Brass, Dr. David Bach, Dr. Amy Finn, or Dr. Michael Thompson. Learn more about us at heritagedentalcare.net.
Paul Ryland here telling you about the spring preview. We have a very special home coming up in Pete's Hill in Elko. It's the premier lot in the neighborhood with views for miles. You can actually see Northfield from there. This home has high ceilings. It has 3 bedrooms on the first level, wide open kitchen and lots of quality. Walkout basement is finished. So there's actually 5 bedrooms and 3 baths all together. Big 3-car garage. We'd love to see you up there for the spring parade of homes starting March 12th through April 10th.
Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, where custom built homes meet your budget and your dreams.
You already know H&R Block does taxes, but you may not know you can get expert help in person or virtually, or that our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. At H&R Block, help is here. All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
H&R Block, 1300 Bullenbacher Drive in Northfield. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, noon to 4.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Raider Rant. It's coming up on 29 minutes after 10 o'clock on a beautiful Saturday morning. What a great way to kick off the morning with the Raider Rant right here on a Saturday morning, huh? How about that? State champions, Riley Nelson, Elliot Ness, Carson Munch, and Spencer Melgren all in the studios this morning. If you missed any of it, you'd like to catch what's going on with the Raider Wrap, you can just go to kymnradio.net, click on programs, then go to the Raider Wrap, and then click on today's date, and you will be able to listen back to all of the excitement from this morning. And again, don't forget that on April 30th, they do have an open class registration for the Northfield is having an Olympic weight lifting contest for all different people. You don't have to be on the team. It's open to just about anybody. And you can call the activities director here in Northfield for more information. But that's April 30th in Northfield. And anyone can participate in that. And then people that also are outside of high school age, so older, I'm guessing, than 17 years old. So even the college people can participate in that. That's all coming up on April 30th. So check it out. Check the activities director for more information coming up on April 30th here in Northfield. Today, increasing clouds with a high of about 50. Tonight looks like a low around 34. And tomorrow looks like mostly cloudy skies, but a high of 54 with winds out of the southeast at about 20, 25 miles an hour. Sunday night looks like a 20% chance of maybe some rain, but mostly cloudy and a low of 36. Sunshine and a high of 55 to start out your work week. And then for Monday night, looks like partly cloudy skies, cooling off to around 37. And for Tuesday, showers likely, mainly in the afternoon, mostly cloudy and a high of 53. Looks like Wednesday is your big day there. It's going to be some showers. It's going to be plenty of maybe some rain, a good chance of rain, 80% chance of rain on Wednesday, but a high of 62. So it'll be a nice Nice way to get April showers to bring maybe some of those May flowers. Still to come, we've got a softball interview with Lucy Menson, Katie Bolster, Sammy Nerden, and we got this Raider scoreboard coming up. So we got a lot of stuff that's going on here yet this morning. But we want to talk a little bit about the softball team. We're going to talk about what they got going on. They also have they're playing at 11 o'clock today. Doubleheader against Rochester Mayo coming up in just about 28 minutes. You're going to hear that. You can watch that and hear that live on KYMNradio.net. AJ Reister, I believe, will be on site to do that. But that the biggest part of that, the whole contest today, is the Strike Out for Cancer with the Randy Shaver Foundation. Today is a fundraiser for that. They want you to wear pink and come on out to the game today and help support the Strike Out for Cancer Foundation. So come on out today, 11 o'clock. Watch it live on KYMNradio.net. But if you're going to be there, put on something with some pink and come on out and support the event for today. But let's find out a little bit more about our softball team and a little bit more of the event with Meet the Raider with AJ Reister.
Good morning, Northfield Raiders, and welcome back to the Raider Wrap. I'm AJ Reister, Raider class of 2022, and today joining me in the studio we have softball all-stars Sammy Nerden, Katie Bolster, and Lucy Menson. How are you three doing today?
Good.
Pretty good.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear. How about you guys tell us a little bit about yourselves? Sammy, if you want to start.
Yeah. I am a senior this year. I pitch and play middle infield along with outfield, and I've been in the program since seventh grade.
Nice.
My name's Kate. I'm a senior captain this year. I play mostly corners, but utility anywhere else, and I'm committed to Barton College out in North Carolina.
Wow, that's awesome.
I'm Lucy. I'm a junior captain. I play everywhere, but pitcher and catcher, but I think I'll be primarily in the infield, probably middle infield this season.
Not committed anywhere.
Not yet.
So you still got time, so you're fine.
We've got advice for her now.
Yeah, there you go. Yes. It's not a fun process.
Not at all.
Maybe for some people, but I think for a lot of us it wasn't the greatest. But
especially going out of state, that was probably...
That was scary.
Yeah,
it's definitely scary, weird, but it's fun. Don't worry, you'll
super fun.
We're none kind of us in are, the middle of it right now.
Yeah, we
yeah.
are.
It's not fun. This is the worst part. It gets better.
It does.
Okay, I promise.
Then you start getting kids snaps from out of state, and then you're just
yeah.
Then
your
you
snaps
feel really
circle
cool.
really like okay. gross.
I'm excited.
Snap map starts getting cool.
Oh yeah, you look really cool on Snap
map. Oh yeah, I got people down in Mexico that I don't know. It's like,
oh my
let's
God.
Go.
My teammates added me to their Find My iPhone. So every time I pull up Find My iPhone, I'm like, hey, look at my teammates in North Carolina. It's really cool. Not to flex, but
not to flex or anything, but you know people from around the world. It's whatever.
It's fine.
So. When Joanna goes back, we'll have Belgium.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. But let's talk a little bit about softball since that is why we're in here today.
A little more focused.
Yeah, we'll focus it a little bit. It's all right. But you guys were supposed to have a game earlier this week. Unfortunately, that got rained out. But you got games this weekend.
Yes.
Rochester Mayo.
Yep.
But what are you guys kind of feeling after the first game was canceled? Now your first game's this weekend. How's the team kind of been feeling this week?
We're anxious.
Yeah.
I'm super excited to get on the field.
Yeah, we had to have like a fun game practice.
Yeah,
we're also sick of just like being in the high school. It's hard when you have like
50 girls.
Yeah, we have four different teams, and it's hard to squish all of them into a small gym and like play catch.
Actually,
we're
terrible.
Get a third of the dome.
We've been on the field once this week, and that was Monday. Mm-hmm. And we got everything set up. We got our windscreens up. We got the batting cages up, and then we got about 20, 30 minutes of practice. No, like an hour of practice.
Yeah, the last like 20 was like individuals.
Yeah. Horrible.
Oh, yeah. Behind first base.
I was going to say first base.
A little rough.
Swamp.
We had to take a couple steps off for our fake leadoffs so that we would get to the base at the accurate time. It was really bad.
Oof.
No one wiped out, though.
Yeah. No.
That's not this
good.
Time.
No.
We'll see.
I mean, you're in something over here.
Oh, yeah. I've got a bum catching arm. We're working out an issue right now.
Okay.
I have beef with my shoulder.
Darn shoulders, man.
Gosh,
the thing sucks.
The worst.
But other than that, all the team's kind of healthy. No big injuries.
No COVID. Fingers crossed.
Yeah. That's
knock
good.
On wood.
We're actually doing really good on injuries so far.
Yeah, surprisingly. Just the
Our top three injuries are right here. So
our injury prone players. I guess we need a couple more little extra clumsy concussion catchers. We've got a couple injury prone girls, but other than that, I think we're pretty well set for this season. Good. I'm really excited.
Yeah.
Last one, best one.
Always.
Awesome. And you guys kind of talked a little bit about the fields behind first base. That might be a little bit of a problem. Mm-hmm. But as we were kind of talking a little bit off air, you guys can play in weather. But the most kind of thing that you guys are worried about is the fields.
Yeah. We are well equipped to play in rain and potentially sleet. Hopefully it warms up a little bit, so no more of that.
Yeah.
Knock on wood again.
Yep.
but it's really the field conditions that would be the stopping point that's making us nervous. And
Quick dry cannot make the field.
Quick dry only does so much.
Yeah,
it does. I'm sure you guys have like 5 bags of just ready of that stuff.
Just for first base. It's horrible.
It's not great.
I jumped it just to make sure I didn't get full of mud.
I was playing first and my poor cleats. Spikes were not happy.
White.
Oh yeah, that's gotta suck.
Mm-hmm. We had a game last year that it was raining. And
it was my birthday.
Yeah.
It was my birthday game.
Varsity flooded.
Last year was away.
Last year we had a million problems with the rain.
Oh gosh.
And one time was in Northfield when the fields were actually flooded.
Yeah, our dugout flooded, and it was like a really heavy wall of rain for like 5 minutes. Everything flooded.
Yep.
Varsity field drains quick. Ninth grade is okay. JV gets the worst of it all.
Yeah.
So JV sits the lowest, so they get
in that
all
little divot
of it.
Thing,
So all of the varsity and JV girls ran over to the ninth grade field, and we were like scattering quick dry everywhere, like grabbing brooms and rakes, doing our best to make sure everyone could play. It was. Yeah. It was an
horrible.
Intense day.
We were playing Mankato West, which is like our biggest like competitor on conference, so we really wanted to get the game in.
That second one was my birthday.
Oh,
that one was Owatonna, I think. And it was really bad. Like, you stepped and you left an imprint with water. So
No.
You could hear it.
Yes.
So nice squelch every time you stepped.
Yep.
For as hard as we play on those fields, those things could be very delicate.
Finicky.
Yes, very finicky. Lots of work to be done every single day, it feels like.
Much appreciation for our maintenance crew. Our fields are incredible when the weather is cooperative.
When the weather is cooperative and all the grass is green and the dirt is not mud.
Our brown outfield right now.
Lovely, lovely.
So good. It was turning green for like 2 days.
And then it got overwatered.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's unfortunate, but hopefully the games happen. If not, I guess you guys have to wait till Monday is what it sounds like, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
JM.
And Monday is one of the only days without rain next week.
That is true.
So.
Fingers crossed for that one, too.
Yes. Yeah. Just fingers crossed for the rest of the season.
Honestly,
figure out how to bat with your fingers crossed.
Honestly, you're going to have to run with your toes crossed and bat with your fingers crossed.
Yes.
Cross everything. But you guys got a new coach this year. What does Coach Coleman bring to the table that's different than Coach Peach?
So Coach Peach, personally, he focused a lot on offense. Coleman now is more widespread.
Mm-hmm.
He focuses on defense along with offense. We've done more defense stuff than offense, but that's just because that's the only we've had room to do it.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be good. We're going to be solid on both instead of just one.
Yeah.
Coach Coleman also brings a middle school perspective. All of our staff last year was from Spring Creek. So it was an elementary school perspective, which didn't change their coaching style. But now, since Coach Coleman is at the middle school and Coach Fearing is at the middle school and Coach Becker is at the middle school, they bring in the middle school's perspective. So they get to hear from the ninth grade teams, like what they want more of, what they want less of. And then I think that really incorporates the whole program instead of just varsity or JV.
Yeah.
And that's something that we as a program have been very focused on this year, is we're a team. We're a team program, not just an individual team. And
where
I could not
Peach
be happier about that.
Focused on the varsity and JV and kind of left the ninth grade for just, okay, you're another team.
Yeah.
We're now all focused as one organization.
Yes, that's the story.
There you go.
I definitely like Peach, but like, it's nice to have a restart.
Yeah.
And it's like, for me, I kind of like having like two different coaches, because then you get to learn a lot more and see like different perspectives.
Yeah.
Kind of new era kind of coming in, especially with, you know, all the seniors leaving last year. It's almost like a whole new team this
year.
Our
entire infield graduating last year.
Out of here.
And two seniors. So
it went from six to two, and
this is the smallest senior class our program's
ever
had.
We have always been the smallest.
Yep.
Wow. So new era of players and a new era of coaches. It all kind of comes full circle.
I love it, actually. This is a lot of fun.
You learn a lot.
I bet.
About yourself, about your teammates.
Even, I was going to say, like you said, even before the season actually started and we found out that we only have so many girls in certain class, like, our juniors are our biggest class right now.
That's awesome.
It's going to be an interesting season for me because I've played, like, outfield for the for a long time. That's been my primary position. That's all I play for my club. And now I'm stepping into an infield position. And I'm kind of scared that our first game is, like, the first time we're outside because I haven't taken a grounder in a long time.
No.
So I'm kind of scared. But
I'm the opposite. I was primarily out infield, and now he's putting me in outfield, and it's just a whole different perspective.
Yeah. A whole another thing,
Once again, on field conditions, if the grass is long and you're playing outfield, everything feels like it's going 2 miles per hour. Not even.
And then you go from playing one game on a field like that to a game on turf.
And it is speed.
Turf is a whole other game.
Fast.
What's the team that they have? Their infield is...
Yeah, Albert Lee's infield.
Albert Lee, their infield is turf, and their outfield is grass.
Yeah, that's the game.
Oh, my gosh, that's
so weird.
It doesn't
make any... You don't know what shoes to wear.
I know!
You have to take your cleats off to play on the turf, or else you, like, tear your ACLs. You're, like, changing your shoes in the middle of the game.
I just stayed with my turf. I was like, I give up.
Screw that, dude.
In warm-ups, I, like, fell in the outfield.
We were taking pop-ups.
Oh my gosh.
Lucy kicked a base into center field when we were at the dome.
Yep.
She's just so fast.
Cross-country speed, right?
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
We did all of our preseason dome ball in the dome on turf. And so the very first week when we were back in the gym, everyone was like waiting up high for the ball to bounce. We all kind of looked a little unathletic.
It's so weird.
Uncoordinated.
Yeah.
Hey, you never know whether you should, you know, like, stay back, let it bounce, or go and attack it, but then
suck.
And it gets you in the nose, and then you
then
you sit out for a couple minutes.
Then we're going to go back outside, and
everything's going to die. You're going to be sitting back, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, crap, now I've got to charge.
I think we're going to have to really work on self-trust on Saturday. It's going to be a big adjustment, especially for our younger girls. We have a lot of 7th and 8th graders that haven't played before. And so going from the dome for like a week and a half, then to the gym, and then to outside for one day where we took some grounders, and now we're going back outside, it's going to be a huge, huge jump.
Yeah.
And talking about some of those underclassmen that are kind of getting their first chance here at the high school level.
I'm super stoked. Yeah. It's going to be so much fun to see them. Going from a senior class of two to having 7th and 8th graders outnumber us by, like, triple.
Oh,
it's
going
to be so much fun.
Yeah, we have 8 7th graders, I think.
Yep, and then 8th graders, we have at least 12.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
We really are we're such a small class. And I don't
really understand. I don't know why we didn't like it.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Well, we had three, and then one girl dropped to go play basketball. And then
she's a fantastic basketball player.
Yeah she's so great.
And kind of going back to some of those underclassmen, who are some of those underclassmen that might see some time, whether maybe not quite at the varsity level, but maybe at the JV level, that you're really excited to watch?
I am very excited to watch Leah Ennedy. She is one of our varsity catchers, and I had the honor of coaching her last summer, and she is such an incredible athlete. I have never met anyone who just consistently tries so hard, yes. And it's always a positive arc. Like,
she always finds something positive.
She's such a positive person. She's a fantastic player. Like, I'm running out of adjectives.
to back up that.
She's so fast.
She's perky. She's always got that, like, okay, we're at practice. We're still going to have fun. Mm-hmm. But it's, I'll always try to make you smile.
Practice like you play.
There you go.
Kind of mentality.
Yep. There you go.
And on the same catcher, same grade level as Emily Broden. Oh, yeah, Olivia Horman as well.
I love Olivia.
I was going 10th graders right now.
We have a lot of underclassmen catchers.
Oh, yes.
That's good, though.
Olivia Horman's a 9th grader.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's really impressive.
She's got a cannon.
I want her to catch for me, and I'm a senior. I pitch, and so I've got 5 pitches, and she can catch every single one of them.
That's good.
With ease. Like, it's not, she's scared of it, and, like, she'll ask to catch for me, and I can't wait to see how she does.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah, continuing with the catching theme. Emily Broden is also, she's a lot like Leo. She just has, like, an enthusiasm for softball, and she's really fun to be around and, like, incredibly talented.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's so awesome. Yes. That's so very exciting young talent for
catchers, especially.
I also might be a little biased, but Brittany
Murray. Oh, yeah.
My sister is a 8th grader, and she is a crazy pitcher. She's got...
Wow.
She's got 4 different pitches and she has an 8th grader, and she can make them all move. I can't wait to see her pitch varsity. That's going to be a fun game to watch.
It'll be a quick little road trip for you. I'm excited for you.
Yes, I didn't say this earlier, but I'm committed to University of Wisconsin Stout. So
I'll
just be about like 2.5 hours
just
away.
A little,
so we're
just
good.
A little drive. Okay. And then another 9th grader is Cora Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
This kid is insane.
Yeah.
She is such a positive person, but she's also, like, so hyper-focused on developing herself and her team. Mm-hmm. So, like, I got to watch her play some basketball and then some dome ball as well.
She has an
absolute, like, cannon of an arm. But just a fantastic bat as well.
And she's got a personality, too. It's always
she's just all around great. I'm so excited
she's
to watch
great,
her develop.
Yeah. Caitlin Schultz.
Aw, Schultzie.
Keep going.
This is a rabbit hole.
We could give a whole shout-out to just all the basketball players who play softball. Tatum Sawyer, Grace Musted.
Oh, Grace Musted.
Yeah.
They're all insane. They're so athletic.
Our underclassmen are going
to
be really
good. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited to see them. And we've got so many girls involved in basketball and weightlifting. I think weightlifting has been a particularly
love weightlifting.
Good
coming back as the coach, please join.
You're
coaching? I am assistant coaching.
That's awesome.
That's actually awesome.
I will big news drop here.
The assistant coach for the Olympic weightlifting team. Please join. It is very fun.
It is very fun to watch from the outside.
Yes.
Well, I would ask you how you got the assistant coach job, but this interview is already 23 minutes long. So let's talk about the strikeout for cancer quick, and then we'll wrap things up. So, because that's the big thing on Saturday, strikeout for cancer. Why don't you guys tell us a little bit about that?
So Saturday games are at 11:01, and this is like an annual event that three year we've done it for 3 years apparently.
This is our third year.
I did not remember it when I was a seventh grade. So we've done it for 3 years, and it's funded by the Randy Shaver Foundation. And so far, it has been very successful.
Very successful.
Our first year of doing it, I remember that now. I was in eighth grade. How much money were we raising?
I want to say $5,000
first year. That sounds right.
Which is insane.
Yeah.
That is
and insane. Then the next year was COVID, so we didn't make quite as much. But
we didn't make anything.
We made a couple.
Yeah, we made a little bit. And this year, I think we're shooting for like
$7,000 as a goal.
And we had a garage sale earlier on, which was really successful. So we're hoping a lot of people show up to our game.
Do we know what we're at?
It's cold.
Last I heard, upwards of 2,000.
Yeah. So.
And that was at the rummage sale, so I'm not 100% sure.
I bought some stuff from there.
Yes.
Yeah. Saw Grayson had a sick pair of sunglasses from garage sale.
Yeah.
A nice little blue flower sunglasses. Thank you. Whoever donated those.
Yeah. The pom-poms.
Oh, those were eyes. Those were the Ballster families. So, yes, it is funded by the Randy Shaver Foundation. Sorry for taking over, Luce.
I wasn't prepared.
Oh, neither am I. But we have two games, a doubleheader versus Rochester Mayo, like Adam had said. AJ, sorry. And it is such a fantastic thing for our community. We have cancer survivors, cancer fighters, I think we may have had a loved one before coming throughout the ceremonial first pitch with a pink softball this year.
Yes. That's going to be
and
fun.
And it is a nice bright pink softball this year. Yes. And it's so meaningful.
Yeah, it's
to,
really, like, empowering.
To those of us who have lost family to breast cancer. Mm-hmm. I lost my aunt in 2017, and that was still one of the toughest things I've been through. And so breast cancer has always been, like, something that all of us as female athletes and just females in general are very familiar with and know about. And so this is a big thing for a female-dominated sport to kind of encourage and donate to a foundation that donates so much to cancer research.
Yeah.
And at the game, getting a little off track, at the game we're going to have fully stocked concessions and super fun, like, in-between innings and in-between game activities. Yeah. And activities are actually going to start at 10:30. So,
update
in time. Yeah. Get there early.
Yeah.
And wear as much pink as possible. It's going to be cold, so layer up with the pink gloves and scarves.
Yep, players will have a whole bunch of pink on. We'll have our pink jerseys.
We'll have face paint.
Yeah. Yep.
Ooh.
We have ribbons for our hair if we want to.
Awesome.
It's overall just, like, a really, really cool event. Like, I remember last year and the year before, it just, like, rock fields just flooded with pink.
Yeah.
And it'll be extra fun this year because new team, like,
new coach.
Yep.
I think we convinced Coach Franz to wear pink socks.
Yes, we did. Yep.
And then another really fun thing is that the other team gets involved with it as well. Mayo will be wearing white and pink jerseys. Yep. My mom has a little pink snack bin for the JV Varsity Mayo teams.
Awesome.
And we have extra bows and just... We just do our best to get everyone involved in the community and opposing teams.
And it's not just breast cancer. I know it's pink, but, like, it's mainly pink because, as, like you said, a female-dominant sport, we're more worried about breast cancer. But it is every type. It's skin cancer. It's any cancer you can probably think of.
We debating if we wanted to do breast cancer this year or not. I want to do pink again, so
I was on board with
breast
cancer. We just kept with our normal tradition, but there's usually a board with all of the different types of cancer, and you sign under what, if you have had a loved one or anyone, you sign right under there and say that you have, this has impacted you somehow.
Yeah. And then players will also be having little paper signs that say, I'm playing for, and a player can choose if they want to do that or not, and write.
And it puts on the, it goes on our the back of your dugout.
Wow, that's some awesome stuff. That's, I'm really excited for it. I know my sister, she's like 8 years old. She plays softball, so she's super excited to watch.
I was at her tryout. She did fantastic.
Awesome, thank you. She came home. Gosh, what was it? A couple days ago, she said she made the team that she wanted. She was all excited. We got her a new pink bat and everything.
Oh my God, you two working on her swing in the living room.
Yep. So she's super excited. I know I'll be there calling the game. Yes. Mm-hmm. So you guys will be able to watch that afterwards.
My dad will be announcing.
Yes, that's awesome.
Announcing.
Let's go.
Yeah, is he Frank's doing announcing. The walk-up song too?
Oh yeah.
Oh, I can't wait. I cannot wait.
Yes, awesome. Well, I'm really excited for those games. That's a great stuff that you guys are doing. Hopefully you guys reach your $7,000 goal. Is there any other ways that if people can't make it to the game, are there any other ways that people can donate to this cause?
I know we have a Facebook page and a lot of Instagram as well, and a lot of information is going up on there.
But again, thank you, Sammy, Katie, and Lucy for coming in today. I had a great time. Have a great time. When this airs, it will be today that you guys are playing the game, so good luck today with your games. Make sure everyone goes out there, watches them play the first couple games of the season, donate money to the Strikeout for Cancer, and can't thank you guys enough for doing this.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you guys. We've got more sports coming up. You're listening to the Raider Rap on KYMN 95.1, The One.
Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. Hey, summer's on the way and winter's behind us. And just maybe COVID is behind us too. Things are loosening up. You're going to be outside. You're going to be enjoying yourself. Time to reward yourself? LASIK can rid you of your glasses and contacts. Give us a call, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Dr. Michael Ritchie and Dr. Corey Miller.
Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Faribault. World-class LASIK, small-town traffic. RitchieEyeClinic.com.
This is Barb from Professional Dental Group of Northfield, letting you know that the doctors and staff of Professional Dental Group are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Whether scheduling for an implant, mouth guard, or general visit, we look forward to providing you the same exceptional care that Professional Dental Group has delivered the Northfield area for over 45 years. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. John Nowak, Dr. Brian Craby, Dr. Tyler Yonke, and Dr. Bo Hoyam, and their staff, go Raiders!
Are you in the market for a new home or considering remodeling your current home? Schmidt Homes and Schmidt Homes Remodeling should be your first and last call. Schmidt Homes, known for their innovative designs, uncompromising quality and craftsmanship, superior service, while maintaining their reputation of fairness, honesty, and integrity for over 30 years. They're the only builder in the area to offer an in-house designer and a showroom to make your selections. They have over 30 new building lots available in Northfield. Check out their website at schmidthomes.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Marty Benson, the Commercial and Ag Banking Manager at Community Resource Bank. We offer unprecedented experience with the ability to make decisions locally for your business, ag purchase, or expansion. Come talk with us. Interest rates are still low, and we can offer some fantastic products. The coffee pot is always on, or visit us at crb.bank. Community Resource Bank in Northfield, Cannon Falls, and Roseville. Let's bank together. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Northfield Ford Chrysler is the home of the best price guarantee. There is no question. We have the best price in the area for new Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. If not, we'll make it so. Bring in your deal in writing from another dealership, and if we can't match it or beat it, we'll write you a check for $500. Get started shopping. Stop in to Northfield Ford Chrysler, take a test drive, and we'll get you the best price on a new vehicle, guaranteed. Go Raiders! From everybody here at Northfield Ford Chrysler on Highway 3 in Northfield.
Hi, this is Mike Grimm, voice of the Golden Gophers and sports director at MNN. Upstream Minnesota celebrates how special Minnesota is, bringing people together from all walks of life to honor Minnesota's natural wonders, the lands, fields, forests, waters, and natural spaces, and the many ways we experience them. Upstream Minnesota shares stories from people across the state, inspiring actions, large and small, so that we can all access and take pride in our state's natural places. Join us at Upstream to share your stories of stewardship, to encourage others to do the same. I myself love our lakes and waters. I was married on the shores of Lake Mille Lacs in an outdoor wedding, connecting my family and me to Minnesota's beauty. And I always enjoy time on the water, fishing, riding in a boat, and enjoying a sunset. Let's all truly savor Minnesota. Upstream is loving where we live, caring for our Minnesota. Join us. Visit mnupstream.org to learn more.
Everyone is welcome to enjoy the Minnesota Horse and Hunt Club. All shooting activities are open to the public 7 days a week, and all COVID social distancing requirements will be enforced. Minnesota Horse and Hunt Club has become much more than hunting and clay targets. From pointers and horses to weddings and banquets, dinner and drinks, the Minnesota Horse and Hunt Club is truly one of the premier sporting facilities in the world. For information on everything from shooting sporties to patio dining and takeout menu from the Minnesota Horse and Hunt Club restaurant, check out horseandhunt.com. Everyone is welcome to enjoy the Minnesota Horse and Hunt Club restaurant, where the pavilion and patio are open 7 days a week. Join us for food, fun, and camaraderie. Dining here is definitely worth a short drive. Minnesota Horse and Hunt Club has become much more than hunting and clay targets. From pointers and horses to weddings, banquets, dinner and drinks, the Minnesota Horse and Hunt Club is truly one of the premier sporting facilities in the world. For information on everything from shooting sporties to patio dining and takeout menu from the Minnesota Horse and Hunt Club restaurant, check out horseandhunt.com.
Heritage Bank is proud to be a locally owned bank that cares about Northfield. They know that their success depends on the success of their customers and their community. Heritage Bank is a proud supporter of Northfield area athletics.